We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
Social media is an amazing way to connect, engage, and communicate prior to major events like Dreamforce. And I'm here with Alexandra Legend Siegel, Equality Marketing Lead for Salesforce, to discuss best practices to get involved prior to the event. Thanks so much for being with me.
Of course, thanks for having me.
All right, Ali, you have an amazing presence online. First of all, tell me a little bit about why it's important for you to connect with people online.
Yeah, I think your online presence is so important because it's part of, one, your brand, and then two, it helps you build relationships. So both on my personal account, and then I also lead our Boldforce account, which is our Black Employee Resource Group. And we create these relationships with our customers, our employees, our partners, and our peers, and we really build community that way. And that's my favorite part of social media.
Yeah, and it's not only building that community online, but it definitely helps you extend that community, those relationships offline.
Definitely. So a lot of the people that I interact with on our Boldforce Twitter, or even on my personal social media accounts, that's a great way where we can connect and then invite each other to events offline. And so with a lot of the events surrounding Dreamforce, it's a great way to find out what's happening, where you should go, and, you know, really build the relationship before you even meet in person.
All right, so let's talk about a few best practices. And let's start with one of our favorite social media sites, Twitter. Tell me about what you do online on Twitter between your personal and your professional accounts with Boldforce.
Yeah, so I think Twitter is a really great way to have compelling conversations because it's happening in real time. And it's a great way to tweet something that's maybe interesting or inspiring or emotional to you and really get that real-time feedback and engagement. So both on my personal page, I'll post articles or I'll retweet some of the great peers that I follow. And then on Boldforce, we'll kind of announce what we're doing. We'll shout out our MVPs or our Boldforce members or our leaders and really thank them for being champions of equality. And that's a great way to do it because so many people see it.
And I love that you guys are also not just championing your champions, but you're also showcasing the great work that you're doing mm-hmm. and these great events that you're putting on that are all part of this road to Dreamforce.
Yeah, definitely. So we use Twitter. We post pictures all the time. And, you know, people love pictures.
And we're visual people.
Yes, very visual. But we're also sharing our content. So we do a lot of really cool content on the Salesforce side for Dreamforce and for equality. We have interactive infographics. We have an equality report. We have blog posts. So it's a great way to share that out and really get it in the hands of our community.
So who are you following that really gets you excited on Twitter?
Well, of course, since I work with equality so much, Tony Proffitt, if anybody follows him, they know that he's very vocal and he shares so much great content and he really replies back and engages back with people, which I think is so important. Yeah, someone to follow. And then, of course, the king of Twitter, our own Mark Benioff. He is so fun to follow, and he's not afraid to really make those bold statements on Twitter. But outside of that, if we're talking about the Salesforce community, we have so many handles, and I love following our MVPs because they're just so passionate.
And where do we find the MVPs?
You can go to our website, and you can find all of our Twitter handles.
Awesome. And also, if you go to the Salesforce Twitter handle, they have a list of all of them. And I know that right now, it's actually open for MVP nominations, so I can't wait to see the new folk that are going to be joining that list and that we're going to meet at Dreamforce this next year.
Yes, and they love posting GIFs.
Their GIFs are a great gift for all of us.
Yes.
So I'd like to say that that is definitely one of the places that we focus our energy on giving announcements, replying to people, answering questions. We do try to use that as a customer service element for us as well. So if yes. people have questions about Dreamforce, about Boldforce, they can go and not mention us, either our personal accounts, our business accounts. And we really like to be there for them on Twitter because it is so real time. And there's no limit to how many tweets you can post.
And it feels very personal. I feel like a lot of the followers that we have on Boldforce and on my personal page are my friends. And some of them I haven't met in person ever. But then when I do see them at an event, it's kind of like a reunion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of these events, though, this is a professional event. Mm-hmm. True, it is like a family reunion. We bring our Ohana together. But one of the places that people do connect for business is LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a few best practices for LinkedIn.
Yeah, so I think LinkedIn is a little different than Twitter. LinkedIn is very much its own world of professional people. So you may not be having the same types of conversations, but you can still definitely engage. You find when you post something that's very inspirational and that really touches people, that people want to have those conversations. And so I would say don't be afraid to comment and to have conversations and to interact with people that way.
No one likes a lurker.
No lurkers. Don't just like it. Don't just look at it. Actually comment.
Yeah, and that will bring a lot more value to you. No. So as a professional network, should we be going around and just adding everyone that we want to meet or that we see that follows the same people as us?
Absolutely not. I think definitely with LinkedIn, you want to either already have a personal connection or be introduced to someone you would like to connect with, because it's just better. It just feels less invasive. I think you do have a little more leeway than a channel like Facebook, for example, whereas if you want to follow an influencer, LinkedIn offers that. But rather than actually connect with them, I would say just follow them and follow along the conversation.
And I think one of the things that's really important about that is, you know, if you are looking for a professional connection, let's say if I've had someone come to me and say, I'm looking for someone to fill this position. And if I don't know them, even if it's like they see someone with the right resume that I connect with, I won't be able to give an actual opinion on that person.
Right.
And so being able to give actual feedback to the people that you are connected with in LinkedIn can be very meaningful.
Yes, I think it's a great tool, especially as you're meeting people at events like Dreamforce or World Tours, to definitely connect with them immediately right away so that they're already in your community and so that you can see what they're doing, you can follow along, you can engage that way. And so then if you ever do want to tap them for something or you do want to invite them somewhere, you already have that connection and that bridge.
All right, so then another channel that you discussed was Facebook.
Yes.
Let's discuss how there are these major differences between these three major channels.
Yep.
What is Facebook to you?
Where I see Twitter kind of blurs the lines between personal and professional, and you can really, I think, be your authentic self in every way on Twitter. On Facebook, I think there's kind of more of a divide where you kind of separate that personal life and then that professional life. So you have your personal Facebook where you post pictures of your family or your vacations, and I don't think you really would like people adding you there that you don't really know or even in your professional life. Sometimes people like to keep that very separate. But you can follow brands and you can follow people and engage that way. If you do want to learn about, you know, the different events coming up or companies or brands that you like, that's a great way to do that. While you're scrolling on the train or walking home from work or at the gym, you can also watch great content that you like.
I know that this video will be posted on the Dreamforce Facebook. Maybe it's where you're watching that right now.
I hope so.
Yeah, I know that I post a lot of pictures of my nephew, and you know that is a personal thing for me. So I may not be accepting all of the requests that come in. But if you follow Dreamforce, it is a treasure trove of content across all of our events going on. Same with Salesforce. And so that's really meaningful.
I think what's really great about Facebook, too, is it's a great way to showcase your content, your innovative content. So you can show videos, you can show interactive infographics, you can show GIFs, you can show whatever it may be. And it kind of lives there and has its stage for a while. Whereas, you know, on Twitter, it kind of, you share it and then it disappears into the Twitter universe.
Well, speaking of disappearing, we have two other networks, Instagram and Snapchat, which have similar story features, things that disappear. What is that good for?
Yeah, I think Snapchat and Instagram stories, that's even more real time than Twitter. So you really feel like you're there. That's a great way to experience events. Just yesterday, Tony Profit took over our Salesforce Snapchat handle. And you got to follow him and do a day in the life of Tony Profit. That just feels much more intimate. And you can really see, you know, this is what Tony eats for lunch every day. And this is like who he meets
with. I'm sure he's healthy.
Super healthy. Yeah. So I think it's a great way to engage in just a very different way.
Part of that is that these images do disappear.
Yes.
So you can be a little bit more behind the scenes, a little bit more gritty with that content and not be worried that it's going to live on forever.
Exactly. Yes. And I think pros and cons to both, but I think it's a really fun platform that we're definitely doing a lot of cool things with.
Yeah, so I hope that everyone is following Dreamforce and Salesforce and Futureforce on all those channels because we have some awesome content coming up and we do use those channels a lot. And Instagram, though, is, again, not just for stories, it's for these visual elements and videos as well.
Yes. So I think what's really nice about Instagram is that it's so visual. And so unlike the other platforms, it's much more focused on experiencing it through photos or experiencing it through graphics. And I think that can be really cool, especially when we talk about events and experiences and everything around surrounding Dreamforce and leading up to Dreamforce.
Yes. And one of my favorite things about Twitter, though, and Instagram is hashtags.
Yes.
Because hashtags really allow you not to just see individuals, what they're posting, but see the general conversation.
Yeah, it's like following a movement.
Right.
You know, when you find a good hashtag.
So our hashtags are hashtag DF17 or hashtag road to DF17 if you're discussing this show or your progress moving up to Dreamforce.
Yeah.
We are definitely using those so people can join that conversation at any time. So do you have any final tips for people that are trying to connect both online and offline prior to Dreamforce?
Yeah, I think sometimes it can be overwhelming. You have so many channels to engage on. And I think it is important to experience all of them and find out which one is really right for you. But once you do, there's something for everyone. Find that, own it, and then create those networks and connections using that channel. So if it's Twitter, for example, which is my favorite platform, figure out how to really be authentic, how to engage with your followers. Don't just post things about yourself. Make sure that you're shining a light on other people and all of the great things they're doing. Like, I try to share everything you're doing.
Oh, and so vice versa. We are just like a social love fest back and forth right here.
So much love.
Well, I'm so excited for everyone to hopefully follow us on social media.
Yes.
And we'll be providing so much more great Dreamforce content leading up to the event, great Boldforce content, equality content. And, you know, it's great to be able to share all of this amazing things that are happening.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.